Within the hour, they had the Dathomiri woman's rockfall trap in sight. The ground here rose into mountain foothills, and the eastern slope of a narrow pass, cut in some distant time by a now vanished creek, was dense with irregular white stones. The woman's sabotage of that slope was not visible. Whatever arrangement she had made with trip cords was well hidden. Luke and Ben lay on a jagged slab of rock a few hundred meters from the pass. They'd crept up on the area so quietly and carefully that Luke believed the woman lying in wait could not have detected them. Still, the minutes they spent surveying the area offered them no advantage. They'd have to deal with the trap directly and physically.
"I have our tactic."
Ben's voice was unexpectedly deep and mature.
"Yes?" "When the rock falls, we get out of the way.
Thank you for reducing our task to its basic components. Come on." Luke rose and began trotting toward the rockfall. He could not feel the woman in the force. She had to be concealing herself. No, more than that. If she was nearby, she could not even be watching the rockfall. To watch it would be to experience increased anticipation as her intended victims approached, which was likely to tip off force users. And she had to know that her opponents were well-versed in the force. So she would be nearby, but would pay no attention until she heard the rocks fall. Luke and Ben crossed the distance from their hiding place to the pass with its snare in moments.
"Not so muggy here."
Ben's tone was cheerful, and it did not sound forced.
"Huh?" "Making conversation."
Ben lowered his voice to a conspiratorial whisper.
"Sounding natural."
"Of course." With his next step, Luke's foot landed on a rock that shifted under his weight. If his senses in the force had not been tuned to detect any stirring, any remote hint of danger, he would not have felt the tripping of the trap. Far over his head, boulders perched on an overhang leaned out and dropped toward their heads. Luke could feel other, more subtle shiftings taking place in the rock wall to his right. But so far, the only threat came from the first set of rocks, now gathering speed and building kinetic energy. Luke leapt up and to the left. His feet came in contact with the rocky slope there, the one on which he had detected no sabotage. He felt, rather than heard, Ben leap and land beside him. The slope here was almost vertical, but with a push in the force, Luke sprang up along it, climbing an easy 6 meters. He dropped back first onto a ledge. Ben settled in beside him. They watched several tons of rocks plummet past them, hitting all along the pass and to either side of where they had just been standing. More stones on the facing slope slid free and toppled into the pass, clattering down among the others.
"Three stages of fall,"
Ben said, his tone still conversational.
"Very sophisticated.
Now let's find her."
They opened themselves to the force, seeking the woman.
Luke made an unhappy face.
"Uh-oh. Miscalculated, didn't you?"
A rancor scrambled into the pass through the entrance Luke and Ben had just used. It carried a gnarled wooden club that must have weighed 200 kilograms. On its back and neck was a saddle, in which sat a stout blonde woman of middle years. She wore glossy black hide garments, and her expression was furious. For the rancor to have appeared there, presumably in response to the triggering of the trap, it must have been concealed very close by. Perhaps it had been cloaked by the force. Another rancor appeared down the pass in the opposite direction, 30 meters away. It had no club, but carried a metal shield like the first one the Jedi had encountered. Beside it, on the ground, ran the woman Luke had seen the previous day. She of the lightning storm, and the rancor's saddle carried another woman, so like her as to be a sister, though this woman's garments were tan and her dark hair was streaked with bands of white. The woman on the ground looked dismayed. The rancor rider was smiling, as though she relished the scrap to come. Three more women, dressed in a fashion compatible with the others, appeared at each end of the pass, arriving at a dead run, sure-footed. Luke felt a tickle in the force and looked up. A third rancor was now reaching the summit of the hill where the Jedi sat. This beast was riderless and unarmed, but bigger than the other two. Luke turned to his son. When I spotted the woman, she didn't have these reinforcements.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
A bit.
What would one of your old masters tell you at a time like this?
Never mind that now. Luke turned toward the woman they had been following. He called out to her.
A pleasure to meet you, at last.
Looking grave, she opened her mouth to reply. But the woman in the Rancor saddle above her gestured, and a sudden wind howled along the pass, plucking Ben from his perch and sending him tumbling down the slope. With a sigh, Luke released the force technique that was holding him in place and followed his son.